No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now. Let's stop the crap already. We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American. Welcome to One Tough Podcast. All I know is one thing. A lot of stuff is going on in New York City and around our country today. We understood what happened with Trump and totally was out of the ballpark is what they did. It wasn't so important to do a warrant the way they did. That was all about politics, and this attorney general should be taken out along with the other idiot, Homeland Security head. Garland is a complete political elephant football. That's why he was never nominated. He was never put onto the Supreme Court bench. Imagine if he was put on the Supreme Court, we'd have to deal with this idiot for life. As it is, we're dealing with him as the attorney general now. I think the most important thing in our country right now, a lot of people don't like what's going on. This is not a Republican. This is not a Democratic thing. This is our lives, our children, our grandchildren. The way our country's going, we're turning into something that I am really fearful about. I wake up every day. I go to sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night. I think about all these things. And again, Margot says to me, you know, why are you so depressed lately? I've been depressed for the last year or so with everything that's going on. It seems as though what was supposed to be right is now turning wrong, and everything's being reversed. I just heard it in the paper this morning, and I listened to it on the news and read it in the paper that they want to start laying off teachers, but they want to lay off the white teachers before the black teachers. How about let's keep the most qualified teachers and the ones who have the seniority, whether they're white or black? That's what it is. We're all equal. America is one, not black, white, Hispanic, not Jewish, not Asian, not Catholic. We are America. We're all equal. Let's start talking about that. Now, most important thing that's going on here in this country is the obvious Democratic-Republican division of this country. And I read a Quinnipiac poll the other day, and this is a nonpartisan Quinnipiac poll, not Republican, not Democrat. If the people came out and 71% of the people across the country, that's Republicans, Democrats, Independents, do not want Biden to run. Also, another shocking one was 64% do not want Trump to run. So in other words, bye-bye, dickhead, like I said in Goodfellas, these both guys should go away. Trump should go away, and Biden should go away, and we should bring in a moderate candidates so this way we can bring our country back on the right direction, the direction of having power and being respected around this world instead of being laughed at. I don't want someone who's going to be a iron fist Nazi, or nor do I want a moron that doesn't know where he is with his aviator glasses crashing into things, shaking hands with indivisible people. This is what we get with Biden and even Trump. Trump is over the top. And I'm sorry to say, I know him 40 years. I talked about it many times. I talked about my last involvement with him was about 3 years ago when I asked him to apologize to Senator McCain's family. Senator McCain was dead, and he's talking about he's no hero. He was a damn hero, Senator John McCain. He was in that Hanoi Hilton there. They broke his arms. They beat him, and he never had full capacity of his arms when he ran for United States Senate. He was United States Senator. And you know what? They wanted to let him out early. A lot of people don't know John McCain's story. I don't care about the damn politics. Trump was mad at him because of politics. I'm not mad at him because of politics. I look upon John McCain as being an American hero. His dad was an admiral during the Vietnam War, and they were talking about releasing him ahead of the other prisoners of war at that time, and he refused. He refused to leave the Hanoi Hilton until his men left with him. So John McCain is a true American hero, and you want to know something, Donald, you still haven't apologized to his family. I mean, that's part of the reasons why a lot of people, including Republicans and a lot of the Democrats, don't like you. That's a perfect example of you should have came out and you should have said I was wrong and apologized to McCain's family. But that's not in my friend Donald Trump. I know him 40 years, and you want to know something? I've had just about enough of him. Make way for the younger people. Now, As far as that goes right now, we have Democrat moderates across this country. It shouldn't be a Republican or Democrat. When an election comes out for the next president of the United States, it should be someone who is a moderate, someone that will weigh out. A thing called compromise has to come into play, because without compromise, you're not going to get any damn thing done. You have compromise in every aspect of politics, but nobody wants it. It's my way or the highway. And now with that focus, the most important race right now in my life is the race for governor. It's Snaggletooth Hochul against Lee Zeldin. Now, here, let me give you some statistics about the demographics of New York State. There's approximately 53% of the New York State voters are Democrats. Approximately 29% are Republicans. Another 18-19% are independents. You will not win as the governor of New York unless you're palatable to the moderate Democrats and to the independents. And one of the main issues, I spoke to Lee after I got off the air on Tuesday, and I said, Lee, please don't do what I'm reading. Please. The liberal newspapers are going to have a field day with this. He wants to have a fundraiser. And who do you think is going to be there? Mr. Narcissist, Mr. Liar, my friend Donald Trump, and raise money. Lee, if you have a fundraiser with Donald Trump, then you could kiss the governorship goodbye, because you will have lost every one of the moderate Democrats and independents that would be in your corner. You have to show, look it, you like Donald Trump. He endorsed you. He was a good man. Let it go. Let it go. We don't need Donald Trump in a state like New York. That plays well for Wyoming. Yoo-hoo! Wyoming, we got rid of Liz Cheney. Woo-hoo! Yeah, but they're all conservatives out there. The reality is, right now, we have to appeal to everyone. And like I told you, Lee, it's all about one issue. I know the immigration is very important. I know this is very important. But the most important thing is crime, crime, crime. That affects Republicans or Democrats. When these cretins out there start attacking people, robbing, stabbing, shooting people, they don't go, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? No, crime is an issue for everyone. And the only person that can change this, because Hochul's been asked many times by Eric Adams, our mayor, please reconvene the state senate and the assembly. Let's reconvene this bail reform. Let's get to it already. And what her answer is, Snaggletooth Hochul, we don't need to reconvene. Yes, we do, you fool. All you're doing is worrying about how much money your husband's going to make on that bullcrap up in Buffalo. You want to know something? The Attorney General should be looking at you, Mr. Governor. We got rid of one governor that was corrupt, my friend Cuomo. Now we got to look at you, because that whole deal stinks. And you know what? All your deals with all the real estate people in Manhattan, we need more buildings like I need herpes. You don't have people for the buildings. Nobody's coming into New York City with the crime the way it is. And now, oh, we're going to give you a $6 billion tax break. We'll give you $1.5 billion. And how much money's going into your COFA? Pay for play again. Here we go. My thing is right now, please, Lee, listen to me. Do not have a fundraiser with Donald Trump. Divide yourself away from him. Say his policies were really good and very effective. Yes. But as far as I'm concerned with him, he is not liked by a lot of people, including people in his own party. That's like a big herpes sore that will never go away. So Trump's new, my new model with Trump is, he's a herpes. If you catch it, you can't get rid of it. Please, Lee, we need you to become the governor. And you know what? Everybody talks about, oh, if DeSantis runs against Donald, Donald smashes him. Yeah, because Trump has his core, and his core will smash DeSantis in a primary. I agree with that. But we're not talking about a primary. We're talking about winning the presidency. Just imagine, oh, we'll smash DeSantis, Donald Trump will run, and then we'll have another fool, maybe the laughing hyena vice president, or some other fool, will maybe Obama will come out, his wife, and then they'll walk into the presidency, and we'll have another 8 years of depression in our country where people are really, really depressed. Everyone is. The only way we could get out of this abyss is as follows. We got to vote Lee in. Lee, listen to me. I spoke to you yesterday, Lee. please back off Trump. Show the people that you're an individual. You don't need Trump at your side. We know. We saw Trump. He was very loyal to Pence, wasn't he? Poor Pence was doing his job. The most loyal soldier. He would have taken a bullet for Donald Trump, but he didn't want to commit a crime, and Donald Trump knocked him. Donald Trump fired all the people around him that were so loyal to him. You want that guy in the foxhole? Bullcrap. He turned on me once, and I told him I was going to punch him in the face, and my people in my office know that. He lied to me, and you want to know something? I don't like liars, okay? So, Donald, you got Mar-a-Lago, you like playing golf, time to say goodbye. Do your swan song, because they're not going to let up, Donald. They're going to indict you. I promise you they will. Not on right causes, but they will find something. Then they're going to go after your kids. There's a time when you draw the line in the sand. You did a great job when you were president. You had great policy, but your personality sucks. You know that, Donald? Sucks. And I would tell it right to your face. Please, please save this country, Donald. Go away. Let's get Lee Zeldin in as governor to start off with, and then we could go forward. Then we have to think about the presidential race, because people are not happy in this country, not just the Republicans. I hate this Republican Democrat. When I ran for mayor of New York, you know what? I sat with people. I tried to run as a Democrat, but the corruption in the New York City Board of Election, the head of the Board of Election, this lying piece of crap, told me, oh, Bo, you checked two boxes. You checked Democrat and Independent. Oh, that's been done many times before. But we're going to send you an affidavit, get it notarized, and we're going to put you right on the Democratic line. 1 month, 2 months goes by. David Goodman from the New York Times called me and said, Bo, you're not on any line. I call this little schmuck up the head of the Board of Elections. I said, what happened? He goes, well, we had a meeting. We decide, Mr. Deedle, you have no line. You're not a Republican or you're not a Democrat. I said, what? So I hire a lawyer for $40,000. Marty Kahn is from Brooklyn. Oh, Bo, this has happened many times. I'll handle it. Handle it. $40,000 later. Supreme Court, Appellate Court, Court of Appeals. Who do you think was in my courtroom? Friggin' de Blasio's general counsel and other lawyers. This is the corruption of New York City and New York State. So in reality, the people of New York have to draw the line in the sand, because Hochul is as corrupt as Cuomo, and you want to know something? As bad as Big Bird de Blasio also. Right now, Eric Adams is saying the right things, but he's hand-tied. He cannot change the bail reform laws. And in reality, this is what we have to do. We have to band together. We all have to vote, not just for governor. We have to vote for assembly. We have to vote for the state senate. And we have to vote for moderates that are going to be out there and going to be caring about the most important issue. Again, Lee, crime, crime, crime. Let's get that lady who lost her husband, that poor black cab driver, breaking his butt to bring food home for his four daughters, those beautiful gals, and he was beaten to death by these criminals. Lee, I'll find her. Let's have a news conference. Let's ask her right on the news conference, who would you vote for governor? You want Snaggletooth, Hochul, or do you want Lee? Lee, you got to step up. Right now, it's your Waterloo. You either go with Trump or you go with yourself. You're your own man. Separate it from Trump. Be your own man. You know the negativity he brings. Separate that negativity. Please, Lee, if you don't do this, and if you have that fundraiser in Jersey, you could count me out, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, I will be at your side to the end, but you've got to divide yourself from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a herpes, and you got to get rid of the herpes, okay? Oh, my God, I'm so upset. I'm so upset because I thought I had Lee where he understood what was going on. And I'm going to tell you something else. Everybody talks about voting and all that. I will guarantee you the next presidential election, probably in the governorship here, there are going to be people voting. They're going to be giving them ballots when they walk illegally across the Rio Grande. They'll be giving them a voting ballot. What state you going, New York? Oh, here's a voting ballot, a mail-in ballot. And all of a sudden, they can open boxes like they did at the last election presidential. And how many more we need? We need another 20,000 to win that state. Oh, my God, a truck will show up. Oh, we didn't get these. Oops. And they knew exactly what they had to bring in on these absentee ballots to win that race. And it'll happen again and again until we get our hands around it and stop the damn corruption. All of a sudden, 80 million people. 80 million people vote for this guy who stayed in his basement, walking around with aviator glasses, crashing into walls, shaking hands with an imaginary person. This is our president of the United States. And people have the cojones to say, oh, he's doing a good job. What fool would think he's doing a good job? The man don't know where he is. So that's what we have to deal with. First things first, we have to vote in the midterm election for all the moderates, people that are for supporting the police, people who are against the crime bills across this country. I saw it yesterday. I'm on 42nd and 5th. This poor older black guy in a SUV gets pulled over by two black cops, and the cop walked over. Hey, boy, how you doing? I said, what happened? And the guy goes, I was talking. The phone was on my seat, and I was talking into my phone. He gave him a ticket already. So he looked at me. I said, you got to give this guy a ticket. He's a hardworking guy. The guy's saying, why don't you go in Midtown or go up in Harlem and get some of those guns off the street that are killing people? And this is a black man telling a black cop, what are you doing to me? That freaking ticket goes, now there's a big blitz. I told you last week, I thought I was smarter than the average bear. I got that stupid plastic plate that you can't read the license plate. Duh. I put it on last Sunday. I drive my car into New York City. First day, $65 tip ticket. I took that freaking plastic thing off and I ripped it off. And you want to know something? Be careful out there. They will give you tickets for it. Before you know it, you're going to have a lot of tickets. And then you know what happens next? The old tow hook. Then you'll be at the pound on the west side trying to get your car out of the pound. All right, enough of that. Now, one more thing with this snaggletooth hokel. Very, very close to me. Because New York City is the heartbeat of the world. And all of a sudden, they come up with this frigging congestion pricing bullshit. Baloney, right? As it is, driving's ridiculous. And you want to know something? These pricing zones above, below 60th Street, whatever the hell it is. But what happens is all that traffic is going to back up and back of that. You fools. You should just look at what happened in London. They tried the same genius thing. And you know what happened? It was a total failure. Before you start enacting moronic things, you should listen and see if it works. If they tried it somewhere and it didn't work, well, that should be enough of you to understand that is not going to work. This congesting pricing is congesting me. I feel like throwing up. This is another moron thing. Then they're saying, well, they want people to use their cars. Well, how about bringing some more cops on the subway that are going to do their job? That's what we got to do. We got to put more police so people feel safe. I still got my family, and I have an apartment in New York City, and I pay city taxes. Yeah, yeah, I got a couple of houses on Long Island, but I pay taxes everywhere, and I pay them in New York City, so I'm yelling for the New York City people. Right now, it's very difficult to get by. Parking is $60, $70 a day. It's very, very, very difficult for people to drive their cars as it is. Now they want to get tickets. And this is another moronic thing with this hokel. I like to look really deep into Hulk already. I'll guarantee you there's so much pay for play with all these contracts, all these deals, just like de Blasio. But for some reason, we talked about de Blasio all the time. They had those two Jewish guys from Brooklyn, Renzik and Rendick, or whatever the hell their names were. They were arrested and convicted of bribery. The only problem with bribery is you got the bribe giver, which they were convicted of. But who were they giving to the bribe to? They were giving it to de Blasio. Why wasn't de Blasio arrested and convicted for receiving the bribe money that they gave? No one can answer that question because that's a no-no because he is a Democratic liberal. And please do not touch Big Bird de Blasio or his wife that took $1 billion with Operation Thrive. She still hasn't answered. Where's all that money? I'll tell you where that money is. They're into nonprofits. They're backdoors with money. Ooh, I wish I could put my... Maybe if Eric would let me, but I don't know if Eric will let me because I'll uncover a lot of things. I'd like to head up the Department of Investigation. And my first case will be against Bill de Blasio and Charlene de Blasio there, whatever her name is. And I'll go after them. And I'll get the evidence. And I'll lock them up. That's what I'd like to do. Maybe I should come back or something. But I don't think anybody will trust me because, you know what? They can't control me. They cannot control me. I find the truth, and I bring the truth out. That's what it's about. And people don't like that. They like to control people. can't control me, so that's out of the picture. Now, the other thing really pissing me off, this Vukovic. I don't follow tennis too much, but you know what? This tennis player, now he can't come into the United States of America. Of course, he wasn't vaccinated. Hold on there, dickheads. What's going on at our border? You got all these people coming over. All of a sudden, we got polio back. Now we got COVID crossing the border. We're letting them all in. They're not vaccinated, but this poor tennis player who believes in non-vaccination, he can't come in. Something is wrong with that pitcher. This is a fool thing. You know what? Eric Adams, you like tennis. You should step up and say you're welcoming him into New York City. That's bullcrap with this vaccination. He doesn't believe in it. And you want to know something? It's proven. Everyone that's getting these injections are getting COVID. So what the hell is the difference? So stop this nonsense. It's about time. Or I'll tell you what, smallpox are going to come. Polio, I haven't heard since I was a kid. That's back. Everything's back. Now they won't let this poor guy, Vukovic, whatever the hell his name is, they won't let him play in the U.S. Open, the tennis open. They won't let him play because he don't want to get vaccinated. But what about all these illegal aliens that are coming into our country? They got every disease known to man. For some reason, they're all young men in their late teens and early 20s. These aren't families. These are people. We don't know who the hell is coming in our country. And we just saw something on Long Island. They had an illegal immigrant out there driving a fake Uber, raping women out there. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We're infested. Here we go with the herpes again. Herpes are all over America. These are the illegal people who are criminals, who are embedded into our country right now. God knows what we're going to look like in 5 years from now. Oh, my God. And then when you lock them up, they're right out the door. So where are we going? So the end of this whole podcast will be one thing. Please search your soul. Please listen to Bo. Please vote November. Vote for the candidates that for stopping crime. Vote for the candidates of revamping bail reform. Let's start it in New York State. Let's vote for Lee Zeldin to get him in as governor. And I'll promise you, I'll be at his side. And again, Lee, I'm listening to Uncle Bo. I don't play games. I supported you from the beginning. I still support you. I want you to understand. Show you're your own man. Cancel that fundraiser with Donald Trump in New Jersey. You don't need a herpes on you. You're now clear as a bell. Show him you're your own man. You're not a little button boy. Stand up, Lee. Tell Trump, you know, it's very nice you want to endorse me. Take the money. Bye-bye. Don't show up there. That will be the news article, because this liberal news media will take that and plaster it all over that Lee Zeldin is just another Trump butt boy. And you know what? New York State is not the state that you want to be supporting Trump. Okay? So that is my podcast. I apologize to everybody for me being so animated, but I am so upset and so angry. We have a chance. Lee, please listen. I'm going to send you this podcast. Please listen to Bo. I will be at your side. And now I'm going to sign off. Until next week, I want everyone in the family to be safe and good health to everybody. God bless your families. And if you need anything, you can reach me at www.investigationswithans.com. That's my company. We're still in business 38 years after retiring from the police department. That's investigations.com. I'll see you next week, and we'll have more true crime stories coming up. Thank you.